Throw him out of here, Sheriff, Doc said in an official voice. I want him out of my courtroom. I want him out of our town. Case dismissed.
Yes,
McQueen cried as the townsfolk gasped. Boy, Mater said to himself, I'm pretty good at this lawyering stuff. Just then a sleek blue sports car drove into the courtroom. Sorry I'm late, Your Honor, she said. Holy Portia, McQueen muttered, awestruck by the gorgeous car. She's gotta be from my attorney's office. Hey, thanks for coming, he said suavely. But we're all set. He's letting me go.
He's letting you go? She repeated.
Yeah, your job's pretty easy today, McQueen grinned. All you have to do now is stand there and let me look at you. Listen, I'm going to cut to the chase. Me, you, dinner. He flashed his lightning bolt sticker. Ka-chow. Ow, the blue sports car cried as the reflected light shone in her pretty eyes. I know, McQueen growled, moving in close to her. I get that reaction a lot. He revved his engine. Okay, she said, unimpressed. She excused herself to talk to the judge. Do what you gotta do, baby, McQueen told her. Oh, but listen, be careful. Folks around here are not firing on all cylinders, if you know what I mean. I'll keep that in mind, the blue sports car replied as she rolled forward. Hey there, Mater, she added as she drove past the tow truck.
Howdy, Sally, Mater replied.
McQueen gaped. You know her?
She's the town attorney, Mater explained, and my fiancée.
What? McQueen cried.
Nah, just kidding, Mater said, giving McQueen a friendly nudge. She just likes me for my body.
Doc, you really look great this morning, Sally gushed to the judge. Did you do something different with your side-view mirrors?
Doc Hudson sighed. What do you want, Sally?
Come on, she pleaded. Make this guy fix the road. The town needs this.